This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Dozens of clergy members from a number of denominations are calling for an end to hate speech and more acceptance of the LGBTQ community. The letter published in the Colorado Springs Gazette Sunday comes a week after a mass shooting at a gay club killing five people and injuring others. The paper reports the letter also calls for a pledge from residents and candidates for office to address hate and bullying. Meantime, a community resource expo aimed at supporting those affected by the mass shooting continued today at the UCCS Kevin W. O'Neill Cybersecurity and Research Center on North Nevada. Wages are rising faster in Metro Denver than most other parts of the U.S. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
The per-person income in the Denver metro area was $78,000 last year. That's a 9% increase over 2020, according to the latest federal data. CU Denver economist Andrew Friedson says the wage growth was near the top nationally.
And in Colorado, the pay has managed to keep pace more than in other places. So families have slipped backwards less than they have in other parts of the country.
In other states, wages may be rising, but not faster than inflation, so many households are effectively falling behind. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Cottonwood Pass in Eagle County is closed for the remainder of the winter. The road will open in April or whenever conditions will allow. The pass between Gypsum and the Roaring Fork Valley typically closes every year due to winter conditions and snow accumulations. Right now in Denver, it's 21 degrees and mostly cloudy. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.